A hoop.
Okay.
Pardon my ignorance.
Sometimes I have to resort to hula hoops. That's going pretty far.
That's going pretty far.
If you fill up a bottle and you don't want the liquid in it to spill out, what would you put in the top to keep it?
Cork.
Okay. What kind of cork are you made out of?
What can a cork be made out of?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess it could be, other than cork, it could probably be an old corn cob. Or
okay.
It could probably be plastic, too.
Okay. All right. What's the little musical instrument that children play in home like this?
Harmonica.
Okay. And what about a musical instrument that you hold between your teeth, and you pick it with your fingers, and it goes twang?
A fuse harp.
Okay. And what do you use to pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that goes between the two horses?
I don't remember.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, there are these two long wooden things that stick out, and you have to back it in between them, and those are called the...
I don't remember. I should know, but I don't remember.
You're going to love this next one, too. on a wagon wheel. Okay. Parts of the wagon wheel. The inside, you got the hub, and the spokes go out and attach to a wooden thing. And then, usually on the outside of the wooden thing, there's a metal...
A metal piece.
Piece, yeah. And what would you call a metal piece?
The rim.
Okay. And what would you call the wooden piece that the spokes attach to?
I don't know. The wheel?
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, there's a bar of wood that the reins or the lines or whatever come back and are attached to between the wagon and the horse. Do you know what that bar of wood is called? Between the horses and the wagon. Okay, now, if you have two horses pulling the wagon, you're going to have barbed wood behind each one of them. And then behind those two, there's a big one. Do you have an answer to that?
No.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along down the road, and he was doing what?
Hauling it.
Okay. I forgot to ask you. If you had, say, three sacks of groceries coming out of the grocery store, you'd say you had a real arm.
An arm load.
Okay. Suppose that there was a big tree or a log lying across the road and you wanted to get out of the way. So if you had to tie a chain to it, pull it and what
get
out of the road?
I would pull it out of the road.
But it would something along behind you.
Drag?
Okay. And you would say, we have quite a few stumps, quite a few logs, out of the road in the same place.
Drag.
Okay. And yesterday we something.
We dragged.
Okay. What do you break up the ground with in the spring?
With spade.
Okay. And if you have a big field, you probably have to use something. Well, at least you draw my horses.
Plow.
Okay. Just because they plow, they have to go back over it with something that would break it up fine ground. And you call that thing that you look at fine or
I don't know, is it tiller or something different? I'm not sure.
You heard it called a harrow or a hauler?